This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. A lot of stuff up there. Go check it out if you want to. And by stackup.org. In today's news, tickets are on sale for BlizzCon. Yep. A cross-buy for PlayStation and PC could be on the way. And we got a Diablo 4 update. But we begin with WoWhead. Because Blizzard, the World of Warcraft team, is considering some improvements to the aura filtering in Midnight. Now, they're saying that the information that they got it from is coming through the WoW UI Discord. And the information is not complete. But there's a preview of what's coming. It's a lot of technical designs for the add-on authors. So what's going to happen? Well, in Alpha 6, there are some major changes coming to the Alpha build. And there will be access to creature information that is now completely blocked in an instance. The context was players were dropping combat in dungeons to color nameplates and adjust settings based on enemies to make things easier once you did get in combat. Add-ons can now track max health and power, and add-ons can now track more information about your own and your pet spells casts. There's some identity access, which means there'll be access to creature unit names, cage ID, and some other stuff. Unit power, unit health max, and unit power max no longer return secrets for player units. Spell casts, they relax restrictions around the spell cast APIs so players can own spell casts and it will no longer be secret, even in combat. Units control the players, including pets, are also included, along with some other things. Now, there are some things that are coming soon, and they said that the add-ons that are not updated to a 12.0 build will not be able to run, no exceptions. Add-ons will be able to track secondary resources, but not primary. This should include combo points, runic power, stagger, and etc. But what else could be coming? The smooth status bars, timer status bars, raid target API, action buttons, unit power. That's coming in a later update. And they are still considering the ability to make and customize unit frames, especially with some of the most useful features for healers that will absorb predicted healers and so on and so forth. And improving aura, buff debuff filtering. That's bullet points and quotes. Thanks, WoWhead. But still, the custom unit frames pain points, so they're looking into that. And they're also looking into the aura filtering improvements and secure aura header template. So that is the World of Warcraft stuff. What about the Diablo stuff? PC Games End did say that Blizzard did finally relent on a Diablo 4 feature, and that is ahead of Diablo 4 Season 11. Blizzard is already teasing some features and future updates, including the return of the SSF mode. So that we'll be able to make some big changes and fundable mechanics. And there are some other things that are coming to Diablo 4, because the Diablo 4 YouTuber, Twitch streamer Ryan, which is Rexen Terax, was talking with Colin Finer and Zevin Horatian from Blizzard to talk about what players could expect in Season 11 and beyond. Within those discussions, there were some difficulty scaling and some of the creative potential from the new tower activity, some reinduction into the support builds, and we might finally get a feature that a lot of the players have been wanting since the first game launched. And there was the interview that was at the 6 hour, 40 minutes, 25 seconds mark. And they did talk about the real money transactions around this 7 hour, 30 mark. And Rax, who was a advocate of the SSF mode, which is the solo self-found mode, did ask, quote, is whoever is going to clear the tower, whoever has the biggest credit card. And Horotilian, did reply, quote, there's a feature in other games. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called Solo Self-Found. It's something we've heard about a lot, and we might do something like that. And he also, end quote, and he also did confirm that the team was talking about it actively, though he did caution that it won't be in season 11. For the quote, we really want people to weigh in and tell us what they think. So, real money and Diablo? What do you guys think about that? Think it's possible? You can tell me at Joe Brums. And I just saw that article just a few minutes ago. But some of these articles I see early in the day. That includes what Nintendo might be doing. NintendoEverything.com did say, Miyamoto did say that Nintendo does not want to become a company that grows in numbers. And that's according to Shigeru Miyamoto. He said that Nintendo isn't just interested in growing the numbers. He was talking about the company's approach to move in other videos. So in that space, Nintendo did begin, quote, considering what we could do together with people creating videos around the world, end quote. And that's instead of growing the numbers, because that does everything internally. The company did decide to partner with others, such as Illumination on the Super Mario Brothers movie and the upcoming film based on Super Mario Galaxy. So here's what he said during the investor Q&A today. Quote, as an entertainment company, Nintendo has developed the wide variety of games, IP characters. Our next goal is to create lasting entertainment experience as a company asset. Was a major reason we began producing videos until then. We had focused on interactively, but we decided to expand the passive media video. Of course, creating videos require people. So Nintendo continue to grow as an organization. We don't want to become a company that simply grows in numbers. So the idea began with us considering what we could do together with people creating videos around the world. In Japan, the expression expanding overseas is often used, but in reality, it often ends up being used within an overseas framework. The world is one market, and we have been working with a strong determination to invest and develop content that can be enjoyed worldwide, regardless of where our journey ends. We now have an environment in place where we can discuss equal footing with various productions and creators, where Nintendo developers can work alongside them. This will be a bit lengthy, but I'd like to talk about the specifics of our business. Film distribution companies manage films around the world, and it's already an established business. Careful production within this established structure has been proven track record for generating profits. Meanwhile, Nintendo Pictures is not an organization specifically for producing films like Super Mario Brothers movie, rather we create our own films and continue to research them, exploring new challenges in the field of video. Unlike movies, where profitability is somewhat clear, we want to take on various challenges, even in areas where the outlook is unclear. And we're creating an environment where we can steadily create things ourselves. One experimental video we produced based on this idea was the Pikmin-themed short film, Close to You, which was released the other day. We hope to provide people around the world with content that will spark convention and become an important content asset for Nintendo, so please continue to support us, end quote. Now, if you play Battlefield 6, like what one of my cousins did ask me about, well, EA is pushing for a major overhaul. So here's your update. Right now, EA and Battlefield Studios may be listening to the people, because this game is getting a major overhaul based on player feedback, and it is the pacing of the game progression regarding the challenges and assignments, which is when completed, you move through the battle pass, unlock weapon attachments, and in many cases new weapons, since several weapons are in your arsenal in Battlefield 6 when you level up. In fact, the Battlefield Studios did write an announcement, quote, as we continue to build on the improvements we mentioned previously, we are also delivering a major overhaul of challenges and assignments, guided by gameplay data and your feedback. This update makes a significant reductions to challenge requirements, cutting down on time investment while maintaining a focus on skill-driven progression that rewards constant play. Challenges and assignments are tuned around defined playtime targets, and these changes bring their requirements in line with those goals to make them more achievable with a reasonable session length, end quote. And it's basically what they said up on X as Battlefield Comms, because they did have a very huge post about it, because they went through the class challenges, the weapon assignments, mode and unit assignments, gameplay and mastery, so on and so forth, at which things could look very, very interesting. So indeed, things will be coming. So, what do you think? I bet you Battlefield 6 players are going to love it. What do you play it on? PlayStation, Xbox, EA Play? PlayStation 5 and PC could be a cross-buy, and it looks like it's coming. And by the way, this is Rumorville. Welcome on in. Might want to go check out the Rumorville store. Got some good stuff there. The PlayStation 5 cross-buy feature could allow the users to purchase a game from the PlayStation Store and receive a free copy of the same game in other formats. Now, that came from a report from Amethyst. Who did discover some new icons that were recently added to the PlayStation Store, which could result into a cross-buy feature, and that could be on the way. And of course, the leaker Bilibilicon did post a new report on DL Labs, confirming that the new icons can be found on the PlayStation Network. So the add-ons of the symbols could be recent, and there could be a cross-buy feature that could predate their introduction. Now keep in mind, this is Rumorville, so this could be canon, or it might not be. We will all find out together, most likely when PlayStation 6 drops, because the cross-buy feature will be possibly available at that time. But you know what else could be available at that time? Oh wait, it's not. This is too early for that. Back to Wowhead. The BlizzCon tickets are on sale on Friday, November 7th. For the early bird pricing is $250 for tickets. And they did post a video up on YouTube, hey, calling home. So for the $250 price, you get the early bird rate. That's a $40 discount. Okay, by the way, these are the prices. BlizzCon Pass, early bird rate, $249. $250. The BlizzCon Charity Night is $500. And the Dark Moon Fair After Hours is $90. So, tickets, $250. If you go to the charity event, entry to the BlizzCon Charity Event will be available to you. Reserve seating for the opening ceremony, signed Blizzard artwork, and collectible credential. If you choose to get the additional Dark Moon Fair After Hours pass, you'll get the entry to Dark Moon Fair, 20 Dark Moon Fair tokens, collectible credential, and entry to BlizzCon store after show hours. And they did say, here are all of the activities. Opening ceremony, hands-on gameplay, developer panels, Blizzard Arcade, Community Nights, Dark Moon Fair, BlizzCon Store, Hearthstone Tavern, Portfolio and Resume Interviews, March of Murlocs, World Cup, Arena World Championships, Mythic Dungeon International, Master Tour World Championships, and Blizzard Classic Cup. Blue Post, quote, BlizzCon is more than an event. It's a homecoming. It's a celebration of the stories we've shaped and the worlds forged together, and the friendship and bonds that make gathering so unforgettable. Whether this is your first time attending BlizzCon or a long-awaited reunion with friends and fellow community members, there's more time than ever to plan and personalize your experience. We're thrilled to welcome what's shaping up to be an incredible event. For a limited time, BlizzCon 2026 passes launches at a specific early bird rate, making the perfect time to claim your spot, end quote. Just remember, Friday, November 7th, this Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time through Sunday, November 9th, 2025 at noon, $250. Get it. The standard BlizzCon pass is $290. So take a look at it. In fact, they also talk about the Dark Moon Fair. Another blue post, quote, the Dark Moon Fair is setting up stakes at BlizzCon 2026, casting its spell over level 2 of the North Hall once more. While every attendee may enter its gates during the show hours, the Dark Moon Fair After Hours experience offers a late night treat for those who wish to extend their stay. This optional add-on grants the entry to an exclusive 3-hour event Saturday evening, September 12th, to both the Dark Moon Fair and the BlizzCon store. Also included are 20 fair tokens and collectible credential. The Dark Moon Fair Hours add-on is available for $90 USD, all in, while supplies last. The purchase of a BlizzCon pass is required to purchase this add-on. All Dark Moon Fair After Hours sales are final, meaning they cannot be resold. Once transfer or another attendee is permitted, the add-on is extremely limited in availability and expected to sell out quickly during the early bird window. End quote. So here we go. They announced the BlizzCon, and now the tickets are coming available on Friday. Are you going to go? This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Here we go. It's BlizzCon talk now. It's been a while. So go play some games, people.